12. 빈칸 추론 전략 적용 기출 1.
Minorities tend not to have much power or status and may even be dismissed as troublemakers, extremists, or simply weirdos. How then do they ever have any influence over the majority? The social psychologist Sergei Moscovici claims that the answer lies in their behavioral style, i.e., the way the minority gets its point across. The crucial factor in the success of the suffragette movement was that its supporters were consistent in their views, and this created a considerable degree of social influence. Minorities that are active and organized, who support and defend their position consistently, can create social conflict, doubt, and uncertainty among members of the majority, and ultimately, this may lead to social change. Such change has often occurred because a minority has converted others to its point of view. Without the influence of minorities, we would have no innovation, no social change. Many of what we now regard as major social movements, for example, Christianity, trade unionism, or feminism, were originally due to the influence of an outspoken minority.
전략 적용 기출 2.
Interest in extremely long periods of time sets geology and astronomy apart from other sciences. Geologists think in terms of billions of years, for the age of Earth and its oldest rocks, numbers that, like the national debt, are not easily comprehended. Nevertheless, the time scales of geological activity are important for environmental geologists because they provide a way to measure human impacts on the natural world. For example, we would like to know the rate of natural soil formation from solid rock to determine whether topsoil erosion from agriculture is too great. Likewise, understanding how climate has changed over millions of years is vital to properly assess current global warming trends. Clues to past environmental change are well preserved in many different kinds of rocks.
전략 적용 독해
1. You'd think that whenever more than one person makes a decision, they'd draw on collective wisdom. Surely, a group of minds can do better than an individual. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. The wisdom of a crowd partly relies on the fact that all judgments are independent. If people guess the weight of a cow and put it on a slip of paper, or estimate the likelihood of a revolution in Pakistan and enter it into a website, the average of their views is highly accurate. But surprisingly, if those people talk about these questions in a group, the answers that they come to are increasingly incorrect. More specifically, researchers have found an effect of group polarization. Whatever bias people may have as individuals gets multiplied when they discuss things as a group. If individuals lean slightly toward taking a risk, the group leaps toward it.
2. We do not hear with our eyes, but sometimes it almost seems as if we do. An environment agency official tells a surprising incident about some people who lived in an apartment building close to a busy state highway. The families were made miserable by the noise, and they complained to the city government. City officials went to the state capital again and again to ask that something be done about quieting the highway noise. They were put off repeatedly. At last, the city officials had an idea. They planted a single row of trees in front of the apartment house. The trees made hardly any difference in the amount of noise, but they did block the view of the highway. After that, there were very few complaints from the people in the building.
3. Early photography continued the trend toward the imprisonment of the subject and the object of representation. During photography's first decades, exposure times were quite long. For instance, the daguerreotype process required exposures of 4 to 7 minutes in the sun, and from 12 to 60 minutes indoors. Early photographs represented the world as stable, eternal, and unshakable. And when photography ventured to represent living things, they had to be immobilized. Thus, portrait studios universally employed various holding devices to assure the steadiness of the sitter throughout the lengthy time of exposure. The devices firmly held the person in place. In other words, a person who wanted to see his own image became a voluntary prisoner of the machine.
Four. The time between original concept and practical use has been radically reduced. This is a striking difference between ourselves and our ancestors. Apollonius of Perga discovered conic sections, but it was 2,000 years before they were applied to engineering problems. It was literally centuries between the time Paracelsus discovered that ether could be used as an anesthetic and the time it began to be used for that purpose. Even in more recent times, the same pattern of delay was present. In 1836, a machine was invented that mowed, threshed, tied straw into sheaves, and poured grain into sacks. This machine was itself based on technology at least 20 years old at the time. Yet it was not until a century later, in the 1930s, that such a combine was actually marketed.
5. One problem occurs when we make inferences based on observation of only part of an event or of an event viewed from a limited perspective. Imagine that you are a clinical psychologist doing a psychological assessment of a new client. You drive up to your client's house to meet him for the first time and observe him in a rather ferocious verbal dispute with a man in his front yard. From this observation, you infer that your client is a hostile and aggressive man. However, suppose that minutes before you arrived, the normally gentle and peaceful client happened to discover this man running from the house with the client's laptop under his arm. Seeing a broader range of your client's behavior would almost certainly alter your judgment of his personality.
6. The wing length of migratory birds is very crucial because the birds have to fly hundreds and thousands of kilometers. Species of birds that migrate have longer wings than non-migratory ones. This reduces wingtip drag and creates a more effective lift, as well as a more efficient wing area to body weight ratio. In addition, the outer primary feathers, that together with the inner feathers effectively thrust the bird forward in flapping flight, tend to be longer in migrating birds, lending the wings a pointed rather than a rounded shape. This shape can be observed in a number of migrating birds. For example, the black-naped oriole, which travels between Siberia and India, has pointed wings. These wings are in common with the albatross, the falcon, the swift, various species of shorebird and tern, and other long-distance travelers.
7. People have a tendency to underestimate how generous people are. Researchers Frank Flynn and Vanessa Bones demonstrated that this even applies to complete and utter strangers. In one example, study participants in New York City were asked to approach strangers on the street and asked to borrow their cell phones for a call. However, right beforehand, the participants were asked to predict how many of those they approached would comply. They predicted that no more than 30% would lend it to them. In fact, 48% allowed them to do so. In a similar study, when approaching strangers, claiming they were lost and asking to be walked to a nearby destination, study participants expected only 14% to assist them. In fact, 43% did so.
Eight. When we speak of financial independence, we mean you can live on the interest generated from your savings and investments, and you do not need to hold a job. To many, this sounds very attractive, and we have seen clients who are financially independent and who also are bound by their money. They worry constantly about whether they have enough, about losing it, and about whether or not they could make it in this world without it. They frequently have concerns about whether the people around them are their true friends or are just attracted to their money. Although they possess significant material success, they are nevertheless living in lack because of their fears and focus, which reflect a consciousness of scarcity. Financial independence can be either a blessing or a curse.
9. Watching how people use an existing environment can be a way of telling what kind of relationships they want. For example, Sommer watched students in a college library and found that there's a definite pattern for people who want to study alone. While the library was uncrowded, students almost always chose corner seats at one of the empty rectangular tables. Finally, each table was occupied by one reader. New readers would then choose a seat on the opposite side and far end of an occupied table, thus keeping the maximum distance between themselves and the other readers. One of Sommer's associates tried violating these rules by sitting next to and across from other female readers when more distant seats were available. She found that the approached women reacted defensively, either by signaling their discomfort through shifts in posture, or gesturing, or by eventually moving away.